I wanted to just end the show by talking a little bit about sugar and cravings. I feel like this is a really common topic or a common discussion that I have with people, that they feel like they have a lot of cravings, especially for sugar. And the sugar cravings, they can vary from person to person, but almost everyone has cravings, and women definitely more than men. But then, interestingly, a research study said that women find giving into the craving is less satisfying than men. The cravings are usually for highly palatable foods, like foods high in sugar, fat, or salt. And some scientists have even said that our taste buds remember our hunter-gatherer days when humans needed high-calorie foods to survive. And interestingly, it's less likely to be a nutritional deficiency, and it's less likely to be hormone-related. I think probably the most fascinating thing that I've learned about sugar is that it can feel like an addiction. Scientists have actually shown on MRI scans that cravings appear to activate the same reward circuits as cravings for drugs and alcohol. And there was a rat study that was done that showed that sugar could even be more addictive than cocaine. The rats were given the choice of a sweetened water or cocaine, and they chose the sweetened water. Even the cocaine-intoxicated or sensitized rats switched their preference to sweetened water. So it just shows you how strong of a hold sugar can have on us. And I'm not going to go into the detail of why sugar is not good for us, but I just wanted to help recognize that sugar is really strong, and it can be hard for us to stop eating sugar. When we eat sugar, we increase the feel-good chemicals in the brain, including dopamine, serotonin, and opioids. And even when we think about these foods, we can get a surge in that feel-good sensation, or in those chemicals even. So there's different things that we can do to help with the cravings. One of them is eating mindfully. There is information by Susan Albers, who is a clinical psychologist at Cleveland Clinic, and she talks a lot about this, about mindful eating. And there was also a study at the University of College in London that said that those who eat chocolate only in the middle of a meal or just after, rather than empty stomach, are more successful at giving it up. Not that we all want to give up chocolate, but if we want to eat less. And then even cognitive behavioral therapy or cognitive restructuring can help you to challenge your way you think about food. Exercise, of course. Exercise is really helpful. Going for a brisk walk. Even chewing gum. You can even smell a non-food item, and like jasmine, that occupies the same aroma receptors that are a key part of food cravings. And then in The Hunger Fix by Dr. Pam Peek, there's information about just setting a timer for 30 minutes when you get a craving and busy yourself with something else. And then you can at least delay eating the craved food, and that helps you weaken the habitual response. Keep those craving foods out of sight. And then this is also really good information, and that's to keep a journal to help identify the triggers. Write about your emotional state and life events around the foods you are craving. Are you stressed or anxious or depressed? Are you working late? Fighting with a friend or a family member? Not sleeping? Sleeping is so important. And the longer people stay off their food cravings, studies show, the weaker the urge becomes. So I'll leave you with that for the weekend and for the week. I have definitely enjoyed being here today, and I wish you all the best in health, and we'll talk again really soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.